and amen. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonder you are. Amen. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is first in my life. Giving honor to the officers and members and visitors and friends. We greet you again only in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. A name which is above all other names. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles today, turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. Brother Tyler, I appreciate you talking about stewardship of the body. Because a lot of times when we talk about stewardship, people automatically assume that we're just talking about your money. Well, folks, if your body ain't working, it's kind of hard to make money. If your back's hurting, it's kind of hard to make money. And so we first have to be great stewards of what God has given us in our own bodies. And I asked Brother Tyler to do that because who better to talk about taking care of your body than a person just a few short months ago? God had to get his attention. Amen. Because sometimes we can get so busy in the world that we forget to take care of our bodies.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. And Deacon Brown read it to you in the Good News Bible, but let's go to the King James Version and just read those two short verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body does not belong to you, but it belongs to Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, once again, we thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to stand behind this, your sacred desk. Mm-hmm. Consecrate me, Lord, that I may do your will. Allow me, O Heavenly Father, to speak your words to these, your people, that they would fall on fertile ground. Mm-hmm. That they, O Heavenly Father, will take it and use it, O Heavenly Father, to be obedient to you, the author and the finisher of their faith. And Lord, we thank you for what we've already heard and seen.
Yes, yes,
and Lord, we
yes.
praise you in advance for the great and mighty things that are about to happen in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Mm. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, amen.
Amen.
My topic this morning is the same topic that Brother Tyler gave you this morning. My topic this morning is stewardship of the body. Stewardship of the body. Stewardship of the body. This morning, as we continue with Christian stewardship, we'll look at the physical nature of the Christian, namely the human body. And Brother Tyler alluded to it, your body, if we could take it apart and sell it, is worth over $3 trillion. Your body can do things that they'll never be able to make a machine do.
Come on.
Your brain is so powerful that Bill Gates can make some wonderful computers, but he'll never be able to make your brain. Because your brain can do 3 trillion calculations per second. The human body. In reading through the book of Corinthians, we coincidentally is the quintessential book of Christian living. I came across our scripture that I wanted to bring to you today. In it, Paul reminds us that our physical body is home to God's Holy Spirit. And that we have been bought with a price. That being the death of Jesus Christ. Knowing the body's importance as the vessel of the Holy Spirit, it behooves the Christian to treat it right and to nurture it correctly in order to accomplish the things that God has ordained for you to do. Folks, you can't go do missionary work if you can't walk. Folks, you can't go minister to somebody else and you can't move. You understand what I'm talking about? In order to do what God has called us to do, He needs a physical body.
Amen.
I told him this morning in Sunday school, God can't do nothing in the physical. He's a spiritual being requiring a physical body. So we're His hands, we're His feet, we're His mouth, we're everything that He needs to accomplish that which He has called us to do. You see, God, who before the creation of the universe lived outside of space and time, and who at a given point spoke into existence the world and all that lived within it, has throughout the history of human existence spoken to us and lived among us in different ways. First in the Garden of Eden, where we learned in Genesis that He walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Later, after their fall from grace, we see God inhabit the tabernacle where He would manifest His glory so that the Israelites would believe in Him. And the book of Hebrews tells us that God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things. Through Him also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels. And lastly, we're reminded that He is the Son of God that promised us a comforter after He returned to the Father. And He said, but when the Comforter is come, who I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of me. That Comforter, which Jesus speaks of, is the Holy Spirit, which He promises to give us in the book of Acts, which in turn will live within us. Now I want to ask you a question. Since the Holy Spirit lives in you, what does He eat? What does He drink? What does He say? you better tell somebody.
Come on, man.
Because if the Holy Spirit dwells in you, anything you do, you do in you do in Him. So when you cuss somebody out with your mouth, you better tell somebody, you have just grieved the Holy Spirit. When you sit down and eat 14 pork chops at one serving, I'm talking to me now. I'm preaching to me now. I'm talking about the stewardship of the body. See, when we talk about stewardship, we just talk about money, but I came about to tell you, you can't go to work, see? We got to start taking care of our bodies. And if you looked at these past few years, there's been so many members at Mount Carmel who've fallen ill, who've fallen into sickness. And see, we're going to have to change how we think about our bodies, because we just think it's flesh and blood. But no, it's the tent, it's the tabernacle that houses the Holy Spirit that lives within us. You see, it is here we must understand the prophecy of God through Ezekiel that says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. So see, if you ain't walking in the spirit, you walking. You better tell somebody. Paul reminds us over and over that we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and his life, which I now lives in my flesh, I live by faith. So I'm telling you, everything you smoke, everything you drink, everything you touch, everything you eat, them 14 hog legs.
Come on, let's help out. Come on.
Why do we need to understand that God's Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of the risen Christ, lives within us? Well, that brings us to our scripture today. The key question of the text today guides us into understanding the importance of cultivating who we are. You see, we're mind, we're body, we're soul. We're mind, we're body, we're soul.
Amen.
We got a mind, we got a body, we got a soul. All Can right. I tell you, when you leave this mind and this body, all you got
is a soul.
Come on.
All right. This afternoon, we're going to be having a memorial service for Sister Ethel May. She's no longer body. She's spirit. And see, sometimes we help the devil. Sometimes we help the devil. And the way we help the devil is we put stuff in our bodies that we know should be in our bodies. We know we shouldn't be drinking no fifth of liquor every night. Yeah, I said it. We know we shouldn't be drinking smoking four, five pack of cigarettes every day. I said it. But in this particular passage, Paul is talking about sexual immorality. But I want you to know, we can damage the body. There's some of y'all ain't running around cheating, but you're running around smoking 17 packs of cigarettes a week. You better I ain't getting no amens now. That's all right. Yeah, you see, the question is, do you not know that your body is a member of Christ?
Yeah,
or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You are something that I can do anything I want. No, you can't.
Come on.
You cannot just do anything you want to, because you don't even belong to you. You belong to Christ, who came down through 42 generations and gave himself, took on your sin and my sin, and hung on an old rugged cross. You were bought with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus. You see, there are three keys to understanding our text today, which once contemplated and examined, we will help us to understand our bodies and the importance to the kingdom of God. See, if we're sick, we can't go and do what God has told us to do. He told us to go ye. So, what are these things? We got to be a whole being. Some of us, we don't get fit. We get so tired in our bodies that it affects our minds. Oh, folks, I'm telling you, if you're physically tired, don't try to make no mental decisions. When you physically tired, you don't want them to, you'll buy anything. Why you think they come to your work and knock on your door after you get off work? They don't want you to. And the worst time to go buy a car is after work. Because you already tired, you just want to get home. And you go there to get a $12,000 car, you leave with a $45,000 car. Because you done made the wrong decision. Because you're ready to go home and go to bed. Well, I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to stay in that bed long, because you're going to have to get up and go to work. We're mind, body, and soul. And sometimes we're so busy running, sometimes we're so busy going, sometimes we're so busy doing, that we don't take care of this thing called our body. And if you don't take care of your body, you ain't going to be able to run, you ain't going to be able to go, you ain't going to be able to jump, you ain't going to be able to sing, you ain't going to be able to pray, you ain't going to be able to wave your hands. He created us to worship Him. And you can't worship Him in spirit and in truth when you're sitting there with a migraine headache. You can't worship Him in spirit and truth when your back's hurting. You can't give God all the glory. So what is the understanding of this text? He says that for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, and have all made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. Many. Paul goes further and says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Folks, we're individual beings, but we belong to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now I know that. Let me say that again. We're individual people, but we belong to the body of Christ. So that means you don't always get your way. We're individual people, but we belong to the body of Christ, and so you can't expect that everything's gonna go your way because you're part of a body. Now I want y'all to relate that to your body. See, if you don't take care of your body, you might not be able to carry the top part of your body because the bottom part of your body ain't working right. You get mad and cut your off and you might not be able to use your other hand. Can I talk to somebody here? See, when you don't take care of yourself and you get to the point that you get so tired and so worn down and so depressed and so discouraged, but I'm doing the Lord's work. Well, the Lord wants you on that 7 day to rest. Sometimes you're going to have to rest.
Tell the truth.
And you don't want the doctor to have to make. See, sometimes if you don't rest, Brother Tyler, your body will rest your woman. You better tell somebody. See, as individuals, we are members of the body, which is the church, the bride of Christ. And when we repent of our sins and we confess our faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we're then baptized into the authority of His name. We acknowledge and enter this new body. See, once we accept Christ, His Holy Spirit fills us.
Yeah.
Now, quit running around here talking about you in Christ and cussing people out.
Come on now. Come on now.
Quit running around here talking about you in Christ and talking about everybody.
Yeah.
Quit running around here talking about you in Christ. And I'm saying, the Spirit is grieved because we're in Christ, but Christ wouldn't be doing all that stuff we're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, just if you got a problem with somebody, just tell them. Don't go tell 17 other people that you got a problem with them. Now you got a problem with me because you done told 17 other people what you should have been telling me. And we could have dealt with it over here and ain't got to be dealing with 17 other people that don't need to be in our business in the first place because they ain't got nothing to do with it. They don't know nothing about it. As a matter of fact, they only go mess it up worse. So Paul tells us, He reminds us that our bodies, this physical tent that He dwells in, is more than flesh.
Yeah.
It houses the Holy Spirit. You see, He reminds us that as the body of Christ, that we should refrain from the temptations of this world. Just because they smoking a blunt don't mean you got to. Just because all the other kids in school having sex don't mean you have to.
Well,
just because everybody else cussing their mama out don't mean you got to.
Amen.
See, we don't have to do. What did Paul say? All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient.
Yes,
what does Paul say? Just because you can do it don't mean you ought to do it.
Yes.
Oh, some people, they started out, well, I can't. You know, they always give you the little word before they cuss you out to justify what they did that they knew they shouldn't have did before they did it. They wouldn't need to justify it if they didn't know that they know they didn't need to do it. Paul said, just because you can don't mean you should. Just because you can don't mean you should. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but if you live long enough, young people,
all the things that grandma told you not to do when you were young, you're going to learn just because you could don't mean you should. My grandma used to say, good boy, that girl gonna put something on you, washing powder's gonna take off. You know what I used to say? The Ajax. Don't act like y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. In the old days, you go to a doctor and been old, they give you a shot, it's over. Yes. Now, folks, you get stuff you can't take a shot for.
Take a shot for it. Amen.
Ajax will take it off. You know, you go, what's that? And you go to the health department and they bend over and give you a couple shots and you good. You know, now they got you get, they ain't got no shot for that. And then when I was young and it'd be cold outside, I put on my pair of shorts and I'd go running outside, you know. And my grandma said, boy, one day you're going to pay for that. And see, you just got, I was like, what is she talking about? I'm good. And I'm telling you now, when the air blow on my knee and my shoulder and the wind, the fan be blowing, I'd be talking about, oh, Lord, my shoulder aching, my knee aching. And now I know she's talking about cover them joints up. And, you know, but see, when you're young.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, some of y'all can cover a rug, boy. Y'all go to Martin Day's and y'all can, you the best dance of Martin Day ever seen. I'm telling Wayno's can't and you dropping that hot and trying to pull it up like a snot. Y'all better run with me. And now all of a sudden you can barely put it down and heat it up. Some of our bodies right now aching for stuff we did when we was younger. And we wasn't in Christ when we did it, but now that the Holy Spirit lives in us, we ought to know better. You see, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. So everything that we do, everything that we say, anything that we are, we should look at it through the lens of the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all remember in the old days, in the old Bible days, they tie a rope around the priest's leg? And they sent him into the holies of holies. And see, the reason they tied a rope around him, if he had any unconfessed sin, if he had anything in unrepentant heart, if he had anything against somebody, when he get into the presence of God, he'd die. Because sin cannot enter the presence of God. And see, if he stay in there too long, something, they take that rope. Because they couldn't go in there. So they take that rope and pull him. And I'm telling you, after a while, they ain't one. And see, that's what we do. What if God just took us? When we come into church and we know how we done lived all week. Yeah. And we come into church and what if God did?
Well.
What if when we walked up on the grounds of the church, the car just stopped. The heart just stopped, the mind just stopped, and you're like, well, hey, you won't know it stopped, but we'll let you know. I know CPR. And see, folks, that's why I'm so glad that we got Jesus. That's why, because I know I do something every day. If you sit here and say, see, I know I just done something this morning. I do something every day I know I shouldn't do, and I don't plan to do it. Sometimes I don't mean to say the things I say. It just, see, I don't think fast enough and it shoots out my mouth. Yeah, Sister Barbara. You know,
Amen.
Oops. Uh-huh. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know sometimes people get on your nerves. I know they do. They get on mine.
Yeah. Jesus.
But sometimes they ain't gonna know it. See, you ain't no use. You tell them you get on my nerves, and they never leave. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Once they know they get on your nerves, they gonna come every day. I'm so glad that Jesus gave us the ability. He gave us the free will. He gave us the ability to say that we need to watch what we eat. Now, I want y'all to know. Now, I don't talk too much about this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I want y'all to know that y'all going to have to stop eating all that stuff y'all eating. Y'all going to have to stop smoking all that stuff y'all smoking. Y'all going to have to stop drinking all that stuff y'all drinking. Y'all going to have to stop putting that stuff in your body. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, time's winding down. Yeah. And God needs a body that's healthy. God needs a body that's energetic. God needs somebody that's going to be able to carry this message. And you can't carry it in a hospital, baby.
Amen. I know that.
But you can. Oh, but don't let the opportunity go to waste. Have a roommate. Share the gospel with you. But we don't take care of ourselves. And most of us in here know that we come from families, diabetes run rampant, high blood pressure run rampant, all that stuff run rampant, and we run around here eating 17 pieces of pizza. Forgive me, Lord. Four pieces of chicken. Forgive me, Lord. You know, I've really been thinking about this thing the past month, and as a Pam, I changed how I eat. That Friday was the first day I ate some fried food in about 2 weeks. I'm telling you. Because the Lord done told me you ain't going to be able to live 120 years like you told me if you keep doing what you're doing. You got to eat for 17 pieces of chicken. Y'all know how much I love chicken. But I tell you what, a couple times, and see, every now and then it's good to give up something.
to connect with Jesus.
And see, we don't want to. Now, I ain't suggesting that you go with no food, but maybe you need to give up sweets for a while.
Amen.
Particularly if you got diabetes and it's under control. Maybe you need to give up. You know, if your liver ain't working quite right, maybe you need to give up drinking a case of beer every day.
All right.
I'm just saying. If your breathing ain't good, you might need to put something on them blunts. I'm just making some suggestions. And you smoking and coughing all at the same time. I know I'm making some people mad. That's okay. I'm not gonna do it. He'll take care of y'all.
You're right.
But we just got through saying we're the temple. Mm-hmm. Well, and that smoke ain't incense either. Don't try to say it's incense.
Oh, that's incense to the Lord. That's.
Paul tells us that you were bought with a price. And since you were bought with a price, I just want y'all to know here this morning, Mount Carmel, that you don't belong to you. You belong to Jesus. Jesus paid the ultimate price. And when he went away, he said, go just wait in the upper room. I'm going to send you a comforter in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And this is the question. Is there anything you're doing in your life that brings grief to the Holy Spirit? I can't answer that for you. I can only answer it for me. It ain't my job to answer it for you. It's you know, and matter of fact, it ain't even my job to tell you what it is for you. You see, the thing is, we already know what it is. We just have to recognize that there's some things we're going to have to change. We can't do what we did. I'm telling you, I eat food now, it goes straight to my belly.
Amen.
And I got so tired of Tasha telling me that soup getting ready to bust open. I got a few people here that can say stuff to me that ain't nobody else say to me. Tasha, that was, she's like, that soup boy. What do you say, Tasha, about that button? I mean, Ken, tell me when you know who I'm talking to. It's Holland. She said it's Holland. And Sister Man, come on, what you doing? Eat dollars. I eat oatmeal in the morning, come up, start a hot, because I give me a protein shake, then I eat 6 ounces of protein, then I get me another protein shake, and see, I'm starving this belly. You don't put no fat in there, so I can go.
That's right.
He goes, ain't no fat. See, at some point, I got to burn up what he got, because I ain't putting none in there. Because, see, I told everybody I want my body look like my face. Beautiful. Young man, I caught you. You styled. You was good to burn, but some of them may have broke out laughing.
Amen.
I want a beautiful body to go with my beautiful face. And so that when I stand beside my beautiful wife, see, because so ain't nobody gonna come and live in my house when I'm gone. You understand what I'm saying? I she can't even marry another preacher. Ain't nobody coming in my house. So I'm gonna be alone, Josh. Won't be driving around in my car. No, I will come back. Lord, just let me go slap. All I wanted to tell you this morning, church, I know this ain't a regular message, but this ain't regular. But this was stewardship month, and if you look around, there's so many sick among us. And it ain't. And some of it is hereditary, but some of it is our own man-made sickness. And so we're going to have to start taking care of our bodies. You know, sometimes when we was over here, Friday for that fish fry, and I was watching Ferquan them move. I was like, Lord have mercy. If I could just go. And then I was watching Trey Paul like Naz. I was like, Lord, if I had all that energy, well, if I stop eating all that sweets, I might, because it just shoots you up and drops you down. And I appreciate Brother McCauley, because everybody here, I got certain people that kind of keep helping me with certain stuff. And Brother McCauley helped me with my body. He always tell you better slow down, guys. Right. You better watch what you eat. And see, I ain't crazy enough to get offended, because I know he's got my best interest at hand. See, folks, sometimes we're going to have to listen to stuff we don't want to hear. You see, and who better to take care of your body than you? Because see, I tell you, when I go to the doctor, I know he's a doctor, but he can't tell me what I'm feeling. So we got to be stewards of our body. We're gonna have to start taking care of our body. We're gonna have to start exercising. And guess what? We're gonna have to start getting with some people that want to exercise. Because see, I know me. I know I'm like y'all. And see, if I had to tell myself to do it. But see, when you get an accountability partner that calls you up on the phone, you ready to go walking. And you don't know where you're going. See, we come home and sit in front of the TV and watch Greenleaf. Avatar. iRobot. That's what Naz got me watching now. He wanted to watch the clown yesterday. The clown wasn't good to him yesterday, boy.
I
want
to watch the clown.
Oh, I got a whoop. Folks, let's just take care of our bodies. And I'm going to suggest that, you know, between now we got revival coming. Let us just everybody here, I want you to think of one thing and just give it up to revival. I used to drink 3-4 pots of coffee a day. I'm down to 1 cup a day now. I'm telling you, I just love coffee. I said they took away drinking, they took away smoking, they took away all that other stuff. All I got is coffee. And now I'm down to 1 cup.
I got Jesus, though.
And so, folks, let's just find one thing that we can give up. Give it up. Fast and pray for the next couple of weeks as we enter into our revival, so that when we go into revival with a pure heart and a pure conscience and a pure mind and a healthier body, we don't miss God's, we don't miss His presence during revival. God is going to do some great mighty things this revival.
Amen.
And folks, after He gives us what we need, He's going to renew us. He's going to refresh us. He's going to restore us so that we can go.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Take care of your body. Take care of your body.